Hallelujah. Hey, brothers, grab your Bibles and go to 1 Thessalonians 5. I don't know how long this is going to be. We're going to break from dead to sin, alive to Christ. Everybody say for 1 week. And then we're going to pick right back up. Because the world's problem is a sin problem. Every problem that you've ever probably had in your life has been associated with sin. Me too. But we're going to, I say me too. Because I can hear some of y'all, all my problems ain't been associated with sin. Okay, most of them. Most of them have, Sister Kena. Personal stuff. Not somebody else doing stuff to you, your personal junk. So we're going to give you a break because most of y'all, you can't take 6 weeks straight of it. So I'm going to give you, the Holy Ghost going to give you a pause. Everybody say pause 1 week. If you come back in here next week, you better have your arm on. We're going to be firing for effect because people think they good and they don't be good. And they be blaming everybody for their stuff in their life, and they never consider that they the only common denominator in all the mess. But we ain't going to talk about that this week. How many of y'all been getting something out of dead to sin, alive to Christ? I have, and I'm the one preaching it. If you beyond the word correcting you when you the preacher, you disqualified. And you probably a heretic. If the word you preach don't correct you first, look at somebody and say, something is wrong with you. There's too many advisors and not enough doers in the earth. Amen. There's too many people shouting out instructions and they can't live a nickel from a dime from 1 week to the next. And they always trying to advise somebody else. Get three people high five and say, sweep around your own front door. I'll clean up around mine when I get ready. You sweep around your own front door. I'll clean up around my house when I get ready. You don't tell me what to do. I always try to preach to somebody. Shut up. Be quiet. Be quiet. That's an ugly word. Hold your tongue. My wife said, yes, it is. That just kind of came out of the devil. First Thessalonians 5. You look at this world, things are not going to get better. Okay? As long as you understand that, you can position yourself to still win until it's over. We plan on winning until it's over. And it is quickly and rapidly coming to an end. It's going to wrap up here. If the Lord should tear his coming, I think, I don't know if it'll happen in my lifetime, but I think it's right around the corner. And it ain't going to get better. All these people, matter of fact, the scripture tells you, when people run around talking about peace, peace, there ain't going to be no peace. That's how you know you listen to a liar. But you can have peace in the midst of the storm. You can still be full of joy. You can still be happy. How many know that? For the believer, we wait for Jesus' return. And if I die in him, I'm still good. But if I die before he come, I'm still good. If I'm alive when he show up, I'm still good. So salvation secures so much in your life that you have, but it ain't going to get no better in the earth. Wickedness is all over the place. But we are still supposed to triumph. Say, I'm an overcomer. And overcome us, we overcome. That's what we do. That's what we built to do. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm going to start at 12. It says, we ask you, brethren, to respect those who labor amongst you. Not me, them. A labor amongst you who are over you in the Lord and admonish you. He actually talking, he really telling people how to treat preachers, people who over your soul, kids, whatever, try to treat the parents. He said, be at peace. Let me go back to 13. And to esteem them highly in love because of their work. How many know that being in the fivefold and definitely being a pastor ain't for the weak at heart? It ain't for the faint. You ain't going to survive. You stay an assistant pastor. You stay a children pastor, somebody. But don't you, because there's a difference between the number one and the number two. And a lot of places are failing because the person who's supposed to be number two or three trying to be number one. And they weren't built to be number one. Meaning they ain't the person who's supposed to be over it. Now, they can handle it in spurts, but they can't handle it long term. Say, know what you built for. He goes on to say, in 14, he says, we urge you, brother, admonish the idle, warn, this don't say it right there, but other translators says, warn lazy people. This ain't me. This in the Bible. He said, warn lazy people. He says, encourage the faint-hearted. Help the weak. The other translation said, weak-minded. Feeble-minded. All these things that people don't want to hear about in church, but why he doing it, he says, if a person is weak-minded, there's help for you. You don't have to be. If people really believe the Bible, there's no way they could leave any church service and be down if they halfway believed half of what was being preached. There's no way. He says, help them, though. We're here to help. Say, we're here to help. We're here to help today. We're here to help. He says, be patient with them all. Right? Just like God was patient with us, we're supposed to be patient with other people. He says, see that no one repays evil for evil. Or we ever, anybody other than me, have you ever been tempted to render evil for evil? You ever wanted to really like pay somebody back? And you could have got them back. But God. I thank God he didn't let me get some people back, because I wouldn't be here, Jasmine. Like, for real, I wouldn't be here. I'd be incarcerated. Because the way my, you want people, I'm not bragging. That's a weakness. I'm showing you a weakness. I'm showing you how people can have weaknesses. Because just how my mind works when it ain't under the control of the Holy Ghost, I would not be here. Now, people don't talk like that because we won't think everybody up here. No, there's some, you better be thankful that God helped us not repay evil for evil. And anytime a person is repaying evil for evil, L-I-V-E is to live for God. E-V-I-L is to live for the devil. When a person is functioning in evil, they're living backwards in accordance to the things of God. That's the only reason why they think like that. He says, but always seek to do good to one another and to everybody. Say everybody. He says, rejoice always. What about if I'm having a hard time? What about if I ain't got no money? What if I got pain in my body? What if we just had an argument? Because a lot of times people think they want to cut off their spiritual offerings to God because they had an altercation with a human. Say, you important. You ain't that important for me to stop talking to God. I promise you that. He says, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. What is this? For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Father God, I thank you for your word. Think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I ask for utterance, I ask for the anointing. I ask for you to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and you can have your seat. Amen. I kind of warred whether to even teach this or not, but I felt like God was saying, take your foot off the gas for a minute and build. When I say build, I mean literally like encourage some people, strengthen people, and then you can go back to it. You have to give people an opportunity. Bishop used to say it all the time. Sometimes when a person is caught, you still got to give them a chance to get away. If you trap them, they'll fight harder to get away. Sometimes when we're confronted with the truth of God's word, we just want to escape it. We want to get away from it. It's not always the best thing for you to do, but we have to breathe sometime and be strengthened. So what I want to try to do, if the Lord say the same, I can't tell you how long I'm going to be up here, is to build some people up this morning. How many people need to be built up? In Thessalonians, around 16, he's talking about rejoicing. Always. And then he goes on, he says, then I want you to pray. And then he says, give thanks. He's talking to people who, he's talking about the thief coming like in the night. And the thief may not be here to take over like the Antichrist, but the Antichrist spirit is in the earth. It's worked through people too. A lot of preachers he worked through. He working through y'all presidents. A lot. People think I'm just against him. And they say he's an ignorant man. He's not an ignorant man. He is a brilliant-minded man. He is very smart. And what makes it even worse for humanity is that he's evil. Ain't nothing worse than a smart, evil person. But there's going to be some dark days. We can still get through it. Say, we can still get through it. And so he says, rejoice, pray without ceasing. And then he says, give thanks in what? Every circumstance for what? This is the will of God. Not always the circumstance. The circumstance ain't always God's will. Sometimes the enemy just come out of nowhere. Because he's a dirty devil. That's what he do. And he'll use anybody to.
But the Bible talks about as children of the light. Say, I'm a child of the light. God's children. God's children, he says, we will be taken care of no matter what's happening in the world. Amen. Say amen to this.
Amen.
We're going to be taken care of. Hey, Minister Avery, can you come in for a second? Oh, somebody know anything about Apple. You Android people stay in your seat. That's my stuff. Hey, take this off of that safe mode so it don't keep powering down. You see that yellow? That mean go back there though. But so I can keep going. But take it off that power safe mode for me. But he says we'll always be taken care of no matter what's happening in the world. But this is what I believe God wants us to hear this morning is that while we're waiting, say, while you're waiting, while you're waiting on God to come through, we have to continue to live righteously. You got to function like a decent human. You got to keep your praise up. You got to always make sure that you're in a place with God, where God wants to come through. He's able to come through. Do you know that you can be in such a some kind of stink that God be trying to come through for you and you won't let him? Why? You won't rejoice. You won't praise him. You won't pray so he can communicate with you. And then if you're going through and you ain't thanking God, you're probably blaming God. So he be trying to come through for people. They won't let him come through. First thing they do, come to church and twist their face up like they sucking on prunes and lemons. I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. It's an act of faith and it's an act of worship when you clap your hands. You don't have to feel it when you lift up your hand. Lift up your voice. I don't feel like shouting. You'd rather be a shouting and breathing than no breath and dead. The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So when you got a chance to praise God, you don't sit there. At least you fall in, you be like the people that Paul was dealing with and drop dead in church. I mean, listen, I love you, but I'm just going to get a heart compression. I ain't putting my mouth on your mouth. I'm going to tell you that right now. So we're going to have to call the ambulance to come get you. But say everything God brought, praise the Lord. So no matter how bad our situations get, children of God, we have to still desire to give God thanks. The devil comes after our praise because that's just who he is. He know how powerful it is when people can rejoice in spite of. They see the same things. They know what they're going through. It ain't that it don't bother them. It don't bother them enough to take away from God the very instrument that caused him to move in their situation.
You're not about no divorce. God puts you together. When he touches it, it's going to change. Say it's going to change. Whatever negative is going on in your life, the God who sits high and looks low is getting ready to touch it in your life. And he told me to prophesy to some people struggling and financially, lift up your hands. The Lord said, prepare for him to drop gold coins in your hand. Drop gold coins from heaven into your hand. This ain't fool gold. This God pouring out prosperity in your life at a level that you'll know that this came from heaven. And he says, before it's over, you're going to have everything that the devil done stole from you. And then some, in Jesus' name, say, my change is coming. As soon as he get his hands on it, in Jesus' name. Now, one of the famous quotes you'll hear people say, because there are people struggling. He told me there are people in here struggling financially. God got your blessing. Stop running behind people, kissing up to people. God got your blessing. He commands the blessing. When God say, let it be, it's coming. And I'm talking about before the end of the year, financially, your situation. I ain't talking about 6 years from now. If it don't happen before the end of the year, you come and you call me a liar. For the end of this year, your financial situation gonna turn around. People say, you shouldn't be talking about that in church. We should be talking. Well, give them your money. And then you can believe. Rather than them believing, you'll be believing then. Give them everything you got. Since you don't think they should know what God's going to do for them. So they'll tell you in turbulent times in your life, people say, trust God. There's a reason for everybody. Anybody ever heard that? Trust God. They ain't in no situation, though. Trust God. Sha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you should be trusting God. But it's how a person says it to you when they have no turbulence in their life. They have nothing going on in their life, and they looking at you with this condescending look like you should be them. But you don't know if you can even handle what I'm going through. That's why God didn't choose you to go through what I'm going through, because you wouldn't even serve the Lord. You're not going to do no praise and worship. You ain't preaching. You ain't teaching. You ain't giving. Anybody can give out of abundance. But can you give out of lack? And dumb people tell you, you shouldn't give out of your lack. Well, how are you going to get a harvest if you don't give out of lack? You got to give out of lack if you ain't. I don't got it to give. If you seeking God daily, he gave you something to give. You just can't consume it on you. You got to sacrifice a day to get a harvest sometime. You got to sacrifice a week to get a harvest sometime. But you can trust God. But sometimes it's not the reason that people do it, because sometimes the reason has nothing to do with the situation. You rejoice, you pray, you give thanks in spite of the reason. You rejoice, you pray, you give thanks in spite of the reasons. No matter how you got there, it ain't even important. Don't withhold your praise from God. Don't stop praying, and don't stop giving him thanks. See, thanks is about anticipating what God getting ready to do in the future. You start thanking God before you get what you need in your life. before your little turnaround, before your little breakthrough, before your husband start, your wife start, because some of these women be off the chain. Before your wife start acting right, you start thanking God right now. Before your business get off the ground, you start thanking God right now. You don't wait until the turnaround come to start praising God for the turnaround. What do? You do it all in advance. Because now, why? Because now you're walking by faith. And many people come to church, they don't know nothing about walking by no faith. So they do like dumb stuff. They go buy cars and they ain't got no job. They go get in houses that they can't afford. That's not walking by faith. You start praising God for the resources before you get all the stuff. Now you're walking by faith. When everything is wrong in my life, but yet my eyes are still looking for towards the hill. Now I'm in faith. Now I'm getting up. I'm putting on my boots. I'm lacing them up, and I'm still going forward. I'm being kind to a woman who's not kind to me. I'm being good to a man that I should have divorced 15 years ago. Now I'm walking by faith. So what I got to do? I got to keep rejoicing. Where at? Just in church? No, you got to do it in your house. The realest you ever going to be is when you at home. Not in some church service. And this is what fool a lot of preachers. People perform in church and they be like, man, they real anointed. And they go home, brother, and they ain't nothing like that. But how many know, be the same everywhere you're going to be. Be the same every place you're going to be. Be praising the Lord. Walmart, the Target, wherever you're going, let people know, say, I serve the true and the living God. I serve a God that's alive. And they looking at you, I wouldn't blame you if you was down. Yeah, I'm not down because I serve a living God. I know you done went through a divorce. I wouldn't blame you if you walked away from God. I'm not going to walk away from God. I serve a living God. So we're going to be talking about removing spiritual clutter with your praise. A lot of times, people got so much spiritual junk. I ain't talking about godly junk. I'm talking about demonic junk. It don't look demonic because it look pleasing to them, but the devil be doing it. He'll give you anything to keep you out the will of God. He'll make you a king. He'll give you a lavish business. He'll give you a buttload of money. If it's going to keep you away from God. Because he knows something that most people don't know, Brandon. What does it profit you to gain the whole world and then go to hell? He'll give you all that. He'll give it to you. As long as the end goal is to get you away from God. And they have all this spiritual clutter in their life. And they get mad with God. They get mad with people. They won't do the things to get the junk out the way. But we're going to show you how he puts this stuff in your path. And how do you know that it's arrived? The first thing people want to do, they're not going to praise God. They're not going to pray to God. And they're not going to give. That's why you hear me say, if you ain't praying and talking to God, you know you're on a demonic attack. You know goodness well, and guess what? If you're not talking to God and you under, watch this, look at me, and you're not talking to God and you know you're under a demonic attack, the devil is your counselor. So how can anybody take for granted anything that you saying because you say, but the devil is your counselor? Can a person be saved and the devil is their counselor? Yes, because there's only two spirits in the earth that's talking, and that's God and the devil. If you're not talking to God, you're talking to the enemy. And he talks nice, but he ain't coming through with nothing. He's going to promise you plenty, and he's going to give you nothing. He's going to take from you. He's going to tell you he's going to do all this nice stuff for you, but he's not going to do nothing for you, because if you're not talking to God, you are talking to the enemy. How many know we should be talking to God? So when you're talking about removing this stuff out, our response to God has to be right. When you're going through, your response to God has to be right. So you don't miss church, you come. When things are wrong in your life, you don't complain about not being able to go out to eat, turn it into a fast. I'm telling you how to get the devil up off you. Right? When you don't have all the money that you need, whatever you need, take a portion. Don't, you may not want to give it all, but take a portion of that and turn it into a seed. If what you got ain't meeting your need, then take a portion of it and turn it into a seed so you can get your increase. But I'm not going to let the devil just use the situation against me. And what the enemy does, what many Christians do, they let the devil use their situation against them, not realizing the same thing that he's using against you. If you give it to God, God will take it and turn it into, if you turn it into an offering, God will turn it into a blessing. So you can take whatever situation, and I'm going to commit the situation to God. And when I give it to him, no matter how bleak or bad it is, he'll turn it. He's going to turn it for some of you today too. He says, pray without ceasing in all things, give thanks. In other words, your response to God has to be right, because God is good when everything else is bad. When everything is bad in your life, God still can be good. You don't have to have a perfect life to see God move incredibly. He works, matter of fact, light shines the brightest in the darkness. When you're in your darkest season, you shouldn't be looking for things to get worse. You should be looking for the light to shine into this. You should be looking for God to come through like a rushing mighty wind. So part of my assignment this morning is to tell some folks, God is able to take any circumstance that Satan is using against you, even if he's using other people, and God, well, what he meant for bad, God will take it and he'll revert it. And he'll convert it and he'll turn it into something that's positive for you. Most people run from two negatives. But just, I'm not no smart guy. I'm not no math guy. But I do know this. I know two negatives in algebra creates a positive. Your two negatives getting ready to turn into something good for you. Whatever it is. Because some of you going through a couple of things at the same time. That don't mean God ain't for you. Go to Romans 8:28. All things work together for what? For the good to them who love the Lord. He said to tell somebody this morning, he's going to compensate you for the faults or the bad aspects of that situation. And after he spends it, he says, you're going to come out on top. After God spends the situation, because sometimes we only look at it from one perspective, our perspective. But how many know you can't see everything? You don't know everything. You don't understand everything, and your crew don't understand everything. And the last thing you need to be doing when you're in a struggle is taking what only God can do for you to your crew, because your crew going to screw you up because they don't even talk to God. So God going to spin it for you. Say, God going to spin it. Keep doing the right things. God getting ready to spin your situation into a favorable situation for you, regardless of what it looks like right now. Who am I talking to? Regardless of what it looks like right now, regardless of what anybody thinks, God said he's going to turn it and make it work together for your good. Say, he's talking to me. But you're going to have to get to a place where you remove spiritual clutter. You don't let negative things put negativity in you. You don't let bad situations put bad stuff in you. You can go through the fire and come out like Daniel, the Hebrew boys, and you not be burned and you not even smell or look like you've been in that situation. That's when you're giving thanks to God. That's when you're praying to God. That's when you're praising God. You go through the fire, and where people look at stuff that should have, and they hope, many of them wish that you got burned up in the fire. Say, I'm coming out smelling like no smoke. And that's what Paul said. He said, all things work together for the, he don't take evil and make it good. He make evil work for you. The same devil that's opposing you, he make him work for you. So a lot of times what the enemy do, he'll keep pounding the pressure on you. He'll keep backing you into the corner. He'll keep making you think God not going to come through. And God's like, hey, keep it, because what he's doing, see, his pressure on you is pushing you closer to God. It's pushing you. When you get closer to God, you're closer to your promise by default. You're closer to your blessing. Anytime you close, he drives you closer to God, you're anticipating, or you can anticipate something incredible happening in your life. So you want some of this stuff, because sometimes the devil will try to drive you the closer you get away. But as long as you keep going towards God, tell somebody, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.